Vectis Radio, FM 104.6, bringing the island's community together.
Hello, I'm Kitty. This is a Stay Healthy podcast from Vectis Radio. Today, I'd like to talk about the subject of looking after yourself. We all look out for others and take care of them, don't we? But how often do we actually take the time to look after ourselves? It's like the oxygen mask analogy. You may have heard me say this before. In an aeroplane, if the oxygen masks come down, then you must put your own on first before helping anybody else. Ergo, you can't look after others without making sure you are okay first. Since the lockdown and during the lockdown, we were faced with an awful lot of differing changes to our lives, some in a small way and others more profound. And now we're sort of out of the other side of it. Looking after yourself sounds like an easy thing to do on the surface, doesn't it? You might think more about the external you that everybody sees, and not the internal you that needs loving care, attention and acknowledgement just as much. So, how can you improve how you look after yourself? Well, there are so many ideas, aren't there? Ways to do things, and so much information out there to choose from. Indeed, far too much, really. You'll get yourself really down a rabbit hole if you try to find one that suited you. Essentially, in my personal opinion, there are several main categories. These categories are physical, psychological, and spiritual. Firstly, breathe. Have a few minutes to yourself before embarking on making a plan. Have a cup of your favourite beverage to hand. Find some nice coloured pens and some nice paper to write on. Then for each of the three categories, that's physical, psychological and spiritual, give them their own piece of paper, a special gift for them as it were. This shows that you yourself are considering each category as important as the others. Then reflect on your life now and how you care for yourself in each of those categories. From the physical perspective, for example, you could consider how you care for your physical body from your head to your toes, and then maybe consider what changes you need to make to help your physical body. What can you do to make your body more comfortable in its day-to-day life? Is there anything you've neglected that you really should concentrate on? It doesn't need to be something big. Remember, the little things matter just as much. Moving on to the psychological perspective, ponder a while about how you care for your psychological needs. Do you take enough time to help yourself recover from the day-to-day life you lead? Do you over-control or overthink what you do? It may be time to consider your true self and your inner world, as it were. If, for example, you're under pressure, or you have some anxiety about a specific aspect of your life, do you look outwards to something you can control? Something in your life that's easy to manage, such as vacuuming or washing the windows or cleaning the under-the-sink cupboard out? Perhaps it may be time to make some decisions about your life and how you lead it. Is there something which would really make you thrive in your life? And how can you make the best of what you have available to you right now? Be creative, be bold, and be strong. Life is never perfect. Indeed, it might be boring if it was, but that's only my opinion. Now, from the spiritual perspective, do you have a spiritual belief? I don't necessarily mean religious belief. What I mean is, what makes you you? Your intuition could be considered as part of your spirituality, for example. We each have our own personal beliefs and values, and each and every one of us sometimes get a feeling about something, like an instinctual thought, sometimes in a very random way that makes you think, whoa, where did that one come from? Spirituality is such a broad and complex environment to navigate. Everyone is different. After all, we're all such unique beings. In summary, whatever you do today, make a difference to yourself first. consider yourself for once as the most important thing of the day. Take time and use your energy to take care of yourself. That's it for now. So take care and look after yourself. Take time for you. Thank you for listening to this Stay Healthy podcast from Vectis Radio. My name is Kitty. Look out for the next podcast.
Your local station, Vectis Radio, FM 104.6.